kind of rational talking with each other. I cannot stay connected to my to this area. Here's my deepest feeling. I don't know how to say it's pelvis or how do you say that?
Well, most say solar plexus or energy center. It's an emotional center. It's where you feel your emotions.
And when I'm down
when
here.
When you say they're up in their heads, give more description about that. What do you mean? Chattering away on topics?
On contents. I work as a management consultant. So I give training and management development, coaching, that kind of stuff. And when I'm connected to myself, I can quite easily tune into a person and feel what is going on. But when they start to talk about the contents of their work and the problems they have, then I feel my own energy going up, going to my head, and I lose the contact with myself.
You know what may be happening to you is when you're visiting with someone, it doesn't matter what the content of their conversation is. When you're visiting with someone who is in alignment with their words, in other words, they have something that they want to express, whether you agree with it or not, if they are in agreement with themselves, as you are interacting with them, you will have a good experience because you have the ability to tune into who you are, and as they're tuned into who they are, then you can have a diverse conversation that will yield you some very productive, positive results. Some of the best conversations in the world are from people who vehemently disagree with each other, but who each believe what they are saying. And so in their alignment with their ideals, wonderful new ideas can be born out of it. It really is the epitome of cooperation. But when you are listening to someone who has just become so accustomed to hearing their own words, they're just sort of chattering on and on. It's sort of like the political arena where they have these talking points and they all say the same thing.
And that's what many of them conversations do, are quite often.
Regardless of their connection with how they really feel, then what you are picking up on is their cross current. But we want to say to you, if you are really tuned into who you are, in other words, someone not connected will not set you off your game if you are really connected. So what we want to say to you is don't let them and how they're doing be your criteria or catalyst for your connection. And the answer to the resolution to that is to prepare yourself into the environment vibrationally before you walk into it physically. Okay. In other words, say things to yourself such as, I'm going to get there and they're going to be doing whatever they're going to be doing. And there's going to be quite a variety going on in there. And often say to yourself, in the most unlikely of environments, I get the best piece of information. And so this is an environment where I'm going to be mining for meaty conversation or for meaningful things or for opportunities where I can maybe say the right thing that will call someone a little closer to who they are. And then envision it. While you're driving to your rendezvous place or while you're lying in your bed even the day before, envision being there, but don't envision, and you're really going to like this because it speaks to your very complaint about what they're doing, envision yourself not necessarily hearing a conversation. Don't try to get the conversation going on and then evoke a response from yourself. Instead, just imagine yourself there and feeling good. Imagine yourself there and so tuned in, tapped in, turned on, that regardless of what anybody else is doing, you're enjoying it. So you can see yourself enjoying this one who's in alignment and that one who's in alignment. And even though they're having a sort of conversation of differences, they're still each passionate about what they mean, and you're enjoying what's being born out of that conversation. Or imagine noting that one over there, and you can just feel that that one is not even in alignment with self, but then just smile to yourself knowing that they mean well and that they're trying and that they're doing the best that they know how to do, and acknowledge that you yourself have not always known about solar plexus and alignment and energy centers and energy. And so see them as on their way to understanding. And as you practice it in your mind, when you walk your body into the situation, you will not find yourself being unsettled. Every environment will. It's a bit like Esther, once she became aware.